Welcome to the Wicked Radio Network.
I like that one.
Do you like that one?
I do. Is that you talking or is that Aquila?
That's Aquila, yeah.
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 That's a good announcer voice.
Oh, so I found out. Well, I've known about this for a while, but I found out the name of it. Hello, Angela's Awesome Podcast.
Hello, everybody.
We're in mid-conversation.
Conversation about that awesome intro to the Wicked Network.
Yeah, so there's a place, and I'm spacing on the name right now, where if you want like basically a script read for a promo, it's an online thing, and you pay like $5 and somebody will read your script for you.
Oh.
So that's how a lot of these podcasts have, like, you know, a British voice or something like that. So I started a SoundCloud page for all of the music that I've done on podcasts now. So if you go on to SoundCloud and look up Monkey Tongue Productions, it's all the songs I've done. All the podcasts are there. I put everyone's logo on it so we can, you know, cross-pollinate and you can hear all the music that I've done. And so I think between Aquila's voice and some of my backgrounds, and we just record a lot of music. So I'm going to put up clips for download so people can download a clip. But on this site, I might make it as part of it where you can listen to some of the background music I've recorded and then send us a script and Aquila will do the script and, you know.
You have your little intro.
Make a little money.
I love that. I love that so much. So we're talking about Monkey Tongue Productions, who produces this podcast, and that's Henno's production company. So you have it on SoundCloud, and people can find you there.
So there's I found out in the process of all this, so I was looking up Monkey Tongue Productions at Gmail. I already have AOL and Yahoo and various other ones, Hotmail or whatever it is, but... And it was taken. And so I looked up Monkey Tongue Productions, and there's a full-on video company that started in 2009.
Down in San Francisco, right?
No, they're in Florida.
Oh.
And so, and they've got a trademark name and everything. It's got a tongue, like, coming underneath the name Monkey Tongue Productions. And that is something that I came up with my buddy Andy. We were trying to come up with band names in 2001.
Oh, wow.
And Monkey Tongue was one of the band names. And we decided not to use it because we thought it would be better for like a funk band.
Right.
And so instead, I started putting it on my video. So I have all of these videos that I did for jet skiing back in 2002. And they all say Monkey Tongue, copyright Monkey Tongue Productions on them.
Oh,
and it was
interesting
to see now video company. Now we're I do primarily audio.
Right.
They do primarily video.
Right.
No big deal.
Right.
But it was kind of funny because their website is monkeytongue.net. The reason is because I have monkeytongueproductions.com.
Interesting. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. Well, you guys who are listening, so if you're looking for something like that, that's what's happening. That's what we're talking about. And I'm Angela Freeman.
Yes.
And this is Angela's Awesome Podcast, in case you're wondering, what am I listening to?
Not Monkey Tongue Productions podcast.
It is produced by Monkey Tongue Productions. Yeah. And we're here today to talk to you, and every day that we are podcasting, we're here to tell you some things that we're using in our lives to try to feel more awesome. And we look for sustainable solutions in the mind, body, nutrition realm, and in dynamic eating psychology situations. And both of us are sober, so we come at it from that point. So we're hoping to come to you with inspiration and life experiences that make your, at least this hour, a little bit better.
Well, and it's kind of interesting that little bit there relates to what I started with, because how many times have I talked about how much music or this kind of production or whatever it is something that I would love to do for a living, or that is something that is very much a part of me being positive and my wellness,
right?
Is this, and here is this little potential avenue now.
I love it.
And because I know we talked about it, it's been many times, well, why can't you do this? And it's like, well, it's not that I can't. It's, I prefer to kind of let these avenues find themselves.
Right.
It's what's worked for me.
Right.
And it's also worked for me in a lot of other positive aspects of my life, as far as health and fitness and all that kind of stuff too, and at least within the last, you know, at least as far as my recovery goes in this last 8 years, where I've kind of taken on more of a mindset of stop forcing.
Right. Go through the open doors. And in addition to, you're happy with your job. It's not like you're having to beat down the doors to find something else. So you're allowing this to just unravel and unfold as it will. It's not like you're super unhappy with what you're doing for a living now.
No, I love what I do for work.
So it's nice to just have this be supplement. This is kind of a cool thing for you because it's a hobby. It's a passion. It could also be a source of income, which is always just so ideal, isn't it? I mean, when you have an idea, a hobby or a passion, and then all of a sudden you're getting paid for it.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you're like, wow, you hit the lottery, right?
Yeah, and that's why, so cool. You know, even the little bit of money I make doing gigs,
right?
Whatever it is,
right?
That kind of stuff. I love that because it's something that, like you said, it's a passion of mine. It's a hobby of mine. Oh, and you want to pay me for that?
Yeah.
Okay, twist my pinky.
Yeah, right. But it's funny because it's good that you do accept and allow that because, you know, sometimes people have a hard time receiving money or compensation for things that they love that much because they're like, well, I would do this for free, so I don't know if I can accept that. But it's great that you're like, yes, I'll accept that. Thank you.
Exactly.
You know, because that's great because that'll bring more of that in. You know, if you're always saying, oh, no, I couldn't accept that. Well, guess what? You know, odds are that you're pretty soon that's not going to be an option for you anymore. The universe hears you when you're saying, no, I don't need this.
Yeah.
The universe is like, oh, okay.
Yeah. And I love the idea that.
So it's great. Really good.
If anything brings joy to somebody else or makes them happy or helps them out.
Right.
That's the real reward. I mean, that's one of the reasons I love my job is I fix things.
Right.
It starts broken and it ends fixed.
And don't you guys love someone who can fix things for you? I mean, it's so awesome when someone can fix things and you don't have to do it yourself when you're someone like me who's not great at fixing things. I mean, that is a huge gift that you bring people.
Yeah. And
truly.
And not only is it the other person's reaction, the whole idea of being of service to somebody, the customer service,
right,
all of that. It's all my own feeling of accomplishment. So that's why I actually, like you said, I do love my job.
Yeah.
I've always loved it. It was something that it just took me a while to find.
So. Yeah, it's great.
At any rate.
Really good. So do you have some, we're going right to the topic. Do you have, you know, house cleaning? This is your time where you have to, you say, oh,
before we
start, we need to talk about.
No, there's nothing that we need to talk, other than the fact that we need to do the superhero exercise videos.
Oh, for the snake oil guys. Okay.
Well, for everybody.
Yeah, for everybody.
Everyone's
okay.
I want to see what
I actually have my superhero socks on today.
I saw that today.
Maybe
you might need to.
We might need a photo of that. Okay, we'll do that. Well, let's put that out there. That we'll make sure we do that by the end of June. Let's be accountable.
I mean, I was ready to just go down to the, you know, show up at your gym and start, you know, doing some video myself.
Oh,
I mean,
well, I might okay. Just do it, well, you know? Well, so. If you'd let me know, I'll be there. If you show up, I'll be there. Okay. So today's topic, you guys.
Actually, now wait.
Uh-oh.
Hold on.
Oh, no. Now there is more
you
housekeeping.
Because you said it. Show up. I showed up this week.
You did show up.
I did show up.
Yes.
I showed up. Actually, my update for myself.
Yes. We want to have a quick update because we are all about Hanno's health. We're all about Hanno's health.
So on Sunday, I made it after work.
Good job.
Even though I had other stuff to do. I got in there and I just did some cardio.
For you guys that are just tuning into this one and haven't been following this, Hanno's, one of his New Year's resolutions, which we call a New Year's solution, has been to be more consistent about his gym time because it makes him feel better and it helps support his torso and back for his job. And so it's important that his goal has been to do twice a week. And he's kind of gotten off track a little bit because life. That's what happens for most people.
Yeah.
Not everybody. There's some people that manage to do it consistently all the time. But for a lot of us, we get off track. So we've been discussing how Hanno's getting back on track at the gym.
And even
so
baby
here's
steps,
the update.
So, yeah.
And baby stepping back into the gym. So this is the this is what he's talking about. So this week's update is he did make it on Sunday and
Tuesday to class.
And he made it to the early bird class at 6:30.
Yeah.
I get a text Tuesday. It came in at 5:40. I don't know what time I checked my phone. I'm usually up by 5, but I don't always check my phone first thing. And it was like, it's 5:40 in the morning. What am I doing up? And I was immediately like,
5:15.
Oh, was it 5:15? I was immediately like, you're supposed to work out. Yay.
I just was letting you know that I was definitely coming.
Yeah. We all like it when Hanno's there, as you can imagine, because the rest of us, and there's kind of a group of us, the rest of us are not very talkative. And, I'm actually pretty talkative, but it's much easier to be talkative when my friend Hanno's there. And then we really entertain everybody or irritate. I don't know, but
yeah, whichever way
we
it
work
goes.
Them out so hard, they don't have any comments. So it doesn't matter.
Yeah. And then I did, like I said, I after work last night, went to the gym again. And,
oh, nice. And
actually,
good job.
Actually was somewhat inspired to pick up some heavier weights.
Wow.
And did a couple things, but still I'm still just hitting the cardio
good.
A little bit and getting a few of the muscle groups and just
good.
Getting back into it. So
good.
Anyhow, sorry.
Good. I love it.
Back
no,
to topic.
We want to hear your update because that's part of the reason why we podcast is to inspire
accountability
and to inspire people that, you know what, it doesn't have to be perfect. Most likely it's not going to be perfect. And when it's not perfect, how do you get back on track? And it's great. I love that. So we talk a lot in this podcast about, we've done a few podcasts on, we did one called the perception pivot, where we talk about, you know, the way we look at things is oftentimes can be skewed. And if we're willing to pivot our perception in a different direction, we can have a better experience within the day, the week, the whatever, the hour of what's going on. And we also did a podcast on relanguaging, where, you know, you talk about when you say something like, well, that situation just sucks. Like maybe you could relanguage that into, that situation is super challenging and what a growth opportunity, right? So you can always twist your languaging and your words to make it, to put a more positive spin on it. We talk a lot about, the affirmations, you know, stating things in the positive and how when we're saying something like what kind of like what we mentioned with the receiving of income for something that you love, like you have to, I think that it's important to what you're putting out there. Like, oh no, I couldn't, often turns into you really can't, you know, whereas, wow, I don't know if that's something I could do right now, but I'm willing to try. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So the energy that we put out with our languaging. So so I think those things are really important, and I still am on board with a lot of those pieces. I think that when you are able to put a positive spin on things, it can actually really energetically uplift you. Like, if you're, you know, let's say that you're kind of having a blah morning, right? And you're kind of like, oh my God, I got to go to work. Oh my God. And then all of a sudden you get a phone call from someone that you just love and they tell you something really positive and it changes your, you're like, oh my, and you're so happy for them. Like all of a sudden
and you feel good.
All of a sudden you feel a different energy going through your body, right? I mean, you actually have a physical sensation of a different energy. So I think that changing your perspective and putting a positive spin on things can be really positive and it can give you more energy. I mean, who doesn't want more energy?
And also it's for my experience for myself is I love the feeling of, it's almost a sense of accomplishment where let's say I've been burdening myself with something that, you know, maybe it was a work related thing. It was something that was, you know, something happened. It was a little bit heavy. It could be a personal thing,
right?
That could be a little heavy, something that's weighing me down. It could be that the old, you know, interacting with other people. If those moments where I suddenly am able to laugh at it,
right. Lighten up,
find the positive part of it,
right?
Or just own my part of it. There's this feeling that we're, and now I've dropped the rock, which I love that thing. So I've been carrying the resentment boulder around and I finally just let go of it.
Right.
There's such a great feeling in that. And that's, it's very different than me walking around like, oh, I'm just sunshine and rainbows all day.
Right.
That's not me.
Right.
You know, I dwell on negative things. I get worked up about stuff. I get bogged down. But when I have those moments where I let go of it a little and I go positive and it allows me to focus on the moment at hand.
Right.
I quit letting someone rent space in my head. I quit dwelling on something that happened 20 minutes ago, 2 hours ago, 2 days ago, whatever it is.
Right.
That's how we can get into the moment today. And I have a better chance of you know, than going to the gym after work or not emotional eating, that kind of stuff. So that's where I really like it in terms of, because I used to hate people that were always like, just like, oh, they're so positive all the time. Like, I hated that. But now I understand.
Right.
It's not about being delusional. It's not about seeing reality. Hey, I see reality pretty good.
Right. Right. Well, absolutely. You do see reality, and we do. So those things that we've talked about in previous podcasts, we're still on board with that. And there's that. And
then I hear a butt coming
there. Well, you do, but I'm almost there, but I have one more little, I want to give one more plug for this whole positive spin, this affirmation, this positive thinking, you know, and you're kind of already touching on it, but you know, and this is in the blog that I wrote, but I talk about this. There was a guy in our sobriety group, and he talked about, you know, we have this thing in our meetings, and we talk in our big book, and we talk about having a spiritual experience. And like, for me, just the idea, like that language alone, like a spiritual experience, you're just like, ooh, I want to get me one of those. Sign me up, right? Yeah. I mean, doesn't that sound amazing? I have a spiritual experience. And he shared one time in a meeting, he said, you know, all you need to do, because we have all these steps and we have all these things that you can do to have this spiritual experience. And we talk about a spiritual experience of the educational variety. Like, there have been people in our lineage of people getting sober the way that we got sober that actually will have like a major spiritual experience where the lights come on,
bush.
The burning bush. Exactly. But most of us have an educational variety and we'll have a spiritual experience. But he said, and I loved this, he said that having a spiritual experience is as easy as having a change in your perspective. So it's really as easy as just, I'm focused on this, I'm going to look at it a different way, can be a spiritual experience. And I was like, okay, I can do that. So you could theoretically have a spiritual experience, like, you know, almost anytime you want.
Yeah.
So those are all positive
things.
Those
are like a little aha moment.
So these are all great ideas around looking at things a positive way, relanguaging, pivoting your perspective, spiritual experiences. Here's the but. So just like everything else in life, there's another side to this, and we need to find a balance. And you sort of already started going there with talking about your process and dropping the rock and everything, but we're going to take a couple steps backwards and just talk about the other side and the idea of allowing, recognizing, feeling what we would maybe consider, what I definitely consider. Now, some of you out there listening may be more evolved than me. Odds are very high that's possible. But you would maybe not consider these emotions negative, but to me, these things kind of bring up a negative connotation. So I'm talking about emotions like anger and jealousy and even sadness. Like, and I don't mean negative in like they're terrible, but I mean negative as in they don't feel very good when you're experiencing them. Yeah. They certainly haven't for me. So my MO with these things is I immediately want to relanguage it. So, and the problem with that is that for someone like me, if you immediately go to, I'm going to look at the positive instead, I'm going to relanguage this in another way, I'm going to just, you know, have a change in my perspective so I can have a spiritual experience. Well, sometimes finding the middle, finding a balance, sometimes those things need to be felt. Sometimes those things need to be experienced. Sometimes those things need to be acknowledged because they can actually have messages for us on things that we need to address. So let me back up and let me give you an example on that because I might be getting out there a little bit. Let's take anger, for
Where's
example.
My out there soundbite.
Woo! Yeah, what's the outer space? What is it? Outer space one. You'll have to work on that.
You'll have to find that.
Okay,
one.
So anger is a big one for me, and this is a really fascinating topic for me, even though I've resisted having anger in my life since I was little. And one of the things that can happen when one is resistant to having the experience of being angry or acknowledging that they're actually angry about something And they just say, oh no, I'm just going to be grateful. That's my big thing. Oh no, I'm just going to be grateful. Right. That's my big MO. Is what happens is that if you're not fully willing to acknowledge that something's making you angry and you don't experience that anger, what happens is that anger gets what we call repressed. And it doesn't actually, just by ignoring it, it doesn't actually go anywhere. It gets stored in your body. And for some people, actually quite more people than you would think, that can come up and manifest in physical pain. So for me, it manifests in headaches. A lot of people, it manifests in lower back, mid back, or upper back pain, but it can manifest in sciatica. It can manifest in knee pain. It's a very interesting phenomenon. There's a guy named Dr. John Sarno. We're going to talk about this a little bit, and then if you want to go deeper, you can just Google Dr. John Sarno or healing back pain. It's pretty phenomenal, and it's becoming more and more studied.
That's why I know the name.
That's where you know the name is from, the Healing Back Pain book. It's becoming more and more studied, and they're doing more studies on it, and there are more and more people that are getting on board with it. The technical term for it is tension meiosis syndrome. I think I'm saying that right. And it's basically the muscles become starved of oxygen and they cause pain. So it's an actual physical reaction in your body that causes real pain, but there's not anything structurally wrong. It's crazy.
And is this kind of related to like the stress response in some ways, do you think?
Maybe a little bit, maybe a little bit, but it's a very specific, I mean, and it's very, very painful. I mean, when it happens to you, you think, because I've had it manifest in my back before. And if you do a Google search on this, there's a ton of people that have shared their experiences on this. There's a lot of people that are like, you guys are full of it also.
Yeah, but come on. How many... You cannot tell me that you have not had that ridiculously stressful day and you just feel it right in between your shoulder blades. I mean, we all have had that where you feel that tension somewhere in our bodies after, I mean.
But this is an ongoing thing and you go to the doctor. I mean, this is what happened. This happened to me with my back. I went to the doctor. I went to physical therapist. There's nothing structurally wrong. You just need to rest it, feed up, ice it. All this time off from work, get up to go, you know, like 8 weeks later, going to go to work the next day. Everything's feeling better. Get up off the floor after having my legs elevated, doing the PT stuff. And then it hurts exactly the same. That was when I was first willing to actually read about this and try to do this. So the solution for that. So basically my point of this whole story is that that is a direct result of a positive thinker and someone who's unwilling to think about, to experience and acknowledge being angry. So the solution for me is, and has been, that I actually, rather than just immediately saying, oh, I'm going to change my I'm angry, I'm going to change my perspective, I'm going to do something else, I'm going to put a positive spin on it. The solution for me has been, and this is pretty recent, and it's been an ongoing thing, is to be like, oh, I'm angry. Okay, can I just sit here with it? Can I just notice it? Can I just acknowledge that something's making me angry? This is new territory for me. Before, I've had to do a lot of journaling, and like there's workbooks out there specifically for someone who does this with anger. There's this really cool workbook called the Mind Body Workbook, and it's, you can get it on Amazon. If some of this is like, you're like, oh my God, this is me too, then it's really helpful. And it has these like super pretty basic, simple questions that you just journal every day for 30 days, but it helps you kind of acknowledge, and then you don't let anybody read it so they don't think you're a terrible person. You can just be honest. This is how I feel, and it'll help you get that anger up and out. It's kind of wild. So this is the topic of the day, is to talk about the other side of positive thinking, because just like everything else in life, there's two sides to the story and there needs to be a balance. There needs to be a balance, because and some of you guys might be like, what? I don't understand why there would be a balance, because maybe you're okay with processing and you already know how to do some of these less positive emotions, but for some of us, particularly people that are on what I would consider like the law of attraction, the self-improvement bus, I want to get well. I want to be a good person. I want to be spiritually evolved. It can be hard to go on to the other side and experience these things. So here's another emotion that's really hard for me. I occasionally, I don't know if anybody else out there listening, but sometimes I'm jealous of other people. And immediately when that emotion, feeling, whatever you want to call it, comes up, I'm like, no, I'm not. No, I'm not. I'm totally happy. I'm so excited. I'm so happy. I'm so grateful. I live here in Sun Valley. I'm married to Rob. I have 4 dachshunds. I have this great job. You know, be grateful, be grateful, be grateful. How dare you be jealous? And so interestingly enough, like, again, it's not like I was like, wow, this is a good idea. I'm going to totally explore what I should do with these emotions that I can't process. I started having headaches again. I'm trying to cover all the bases. I'm like, maybe I need to go back to the workbook and maybe there's something that's coming up. And all of a sudden I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm jealous. So I spent some time talking to my mentor about it because I was like, I don't want to be jealous. I don't like being jealous. I don't like feeling that way. I like feeling good.
Yeah.
I like feeling good. And she said, and I said, you know, but, and I said to her, I said, listen, I said, I understand that I have to like acknowledge that I'm jealous and I have to like feel it, but how long do I really have to feel it before I can just move on to something that feels better? Because,
well, yeah, everyone wants to know what the
right?
time frame
I don't
is.
What's the time frame?
So how long am I going to feel this way?
She had a really great point for me. She's like, Angela, she's like, if you'd actually just experience it and be honest about it, you wouldn't even be asking that question because it would just move right through. But she's like, it's getting stuck in you because not only are you not allowing yourself to experience it, once you are experiencing it, you're judging yourself and shaming yourself for having it in the first place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see that.
You're judging yourself
because
you're shaming
I'm not
yourself
supposed to be this
because
way.
I'm this spiritually feel, involved, yeah. sober woman who's
you're
an eating
giant.
Who's a eating psychology coach who believes in positive thinking and positive affirmations in spiritual experiences.
How dare I?
Where in the hell is this ridiculous, unwelcomed emotion experience feeling coming? Exactly. That is exactly how it feels. Except for there's a lot more drama there and it's even worse. And there's a lot of finger shaking.
At yourself or the other person?
At myself. Okay. Oh my God. No, I mean, no, because here's the other thing that I really believe in is anytime I have something like that, like let's say that I'm jealous of somebody. All right. I'll just tell you who I'm jealous of. I'm jealous of all the people that are going on the yoga retreat next week. I want to go. I want to go on the yoga retreat. I don't want to stay here.
And you can't go.
And I'm working. I have obligations here. Yeah, I can't go.
So there you have it.
So there it is. So I'm jealous.
Do you also factor in the social aspect of it where I'm missing out? I'm not part of the club.
Well, here's the interesting piece of that. Okay, there's a few things on that. So first of all, let's back up just a second. So first of all, going back to how we actually deal with these things that are coming up, we kind of talked about the journaling with the anger, but it's just to notice that that's there and try not to judge it. So that's step one. Like really, I'm like, okay, because for me to even say that out loud, particularly when other people could possibly be listening to this, maybe no one will listen to this one and I'll be okay. But where that's a huge step for me. Like just to be honest, like this is actually how I feel about this.
Yeah.
This is on rather than no, I don't feel like this. No. I mean, the truth is that I don't want to feel like that.
Oh, wait till you see the Facebook posts from the yoga retreat.
No.
So I'm experiencing this with the the Jamaica cast. There's all these podcasters that are going to go to Jamaica in 2016, and Neil and Annalise have kind of made this happen.
Right.
Well, they decided to go in August.
Right.
I might have been able to pull off July, but August is our busiest month at work. There is no way I can get time off. Period. Not at all. And it's like, all right. Oh well. I can deal with that part. But when the Facebook post started coming back about everyone having fun together and they're podcasting, and I'm like, go.
Okay, so that's the perfect. So here we go. So what do we do with this?
I go, them. And those, what a bunch of. Then I walk back in the house.
We know that is not what we're going to try to tell people to do. Well, maybe.
Or you go on a podcast and you just out yourself like this and you're like, those guys.
Okay, so.
Those guys can all go suck a bunch of.
Okay, so here we go. So maybe that's the first step to actually feeling it, right? Well, you're actually okay. So here's the thing about that: you're actually experiencing it. You're being honest about it, and then you know what? Odds are that you won't stay in there and sit with it, and it's not going to get to. Repressed in you and come out as symptom behavior pain, right?
Oh, yeah, or some passive aggressive thing.
Or some passive aggressive thing.
Say them.
Yes. Okay. But we're trying to be so. Okay. So that's the thing.
You experience it first, right?
You experience, and then if you can experience it and notice it, and if there's a part of you that can actually observe it, like a third party would be observing it. So sometimes that's helpful to keep the judgment out of it. If you can actually just kind of look at yourself and be like, okay, this is the human part
of me.
This
is normal.
That's having this experience and I'm not going to attach to it. So I'm not going to attach to it in a victim, poor me. I'm not going to attach into it, shame on me for having that. I'm not going to attach into it. I'm never going to get that. I'm just going to watch it. Observe it. And this is one of my favorite phrases that one of my Buddhist friends says. And I think we've talked about this. And we could even use a phrase like, isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting?
Well, I like looking at that because it's a look at my own human behavior.
It's a look at your own human behavior. And it's so helpful if you can do that without the judgment. That's where I really fall down on my face more than I'd like to admit. I get in there and I think, oh my God. Really? You're not past this yet? Jesus. You know, enlightenment's even further away than you thought. I mean, it's like several galaxies over. I thought it was only one galaxy away.
Get over it, Mrs.
Get over it. Exactly. So, but I do want to live. I do want to evolve. I do want to be healthy. I do want to encourage the people that are listening to this. We do want to say, okay, let's talk about some sustainable, healthy solutions. So that is step one, is to get it up, get it out. And what we say in our sobriety group, and you get it over with. And then you're observing it. And then there's some other cool tricks around here. So one of the cool tricks is, so I went and heard this lecture over the Wellness Festival. We talked about her last week. I talk about her all the time because I really like her. Her name is Glennon Doyle Melton. She writes a blog called Mom Mastery. She's awesome. She calls herself a truth teller. This is what I love about her. She calls herself a truth teller, and she does. I don't think there's anything that she's afraid to tell the truth on. It's crazy. And then she says, I lie all the time. But then I tell the truth about myself lying, and then I lie again, and then I have to tell the truth about it again. Like, she's just this person who's having these experiences, and she's not afraid to tell people about it. But she said the experience of jealousy is awesome, because if you're jealous of someone, that is an arrow showing you what you need, the direction that you need to be going. So let's take both of our examples real quick. So I'm jealous of this. Everyone who's doing this yoga retreat. So that's great information for me. And it's so helpful for me to be like, okay, I'm jealous. This feeling feels gross. I hate it. Okay, I'm going to observe it without judgment from my enlightened yoga pillow.
Your spiritual kingdom.
Doing namaste. And then I'm going to say, okay, so here's the thing. What is the message that this emotion, this feeling, this desire is giving me? Well, it's pretty obvious. I'm supposed to be leading yoga retreats. Hello. And so then you can be like, okay, what am I going to do? What's next on the journey? I mean, right?
I really wasn't going to go. I didn't think you were going to go there.
It's pointing you in a direction of figure it out. Do it for yourself. And who cares? You know, and then if it takes a year, if it takes 2 years, if it takes 5 years, I'm going to, you know, let's put it out there. Same thing with your situation. These guys are going in August to do this really fun thing. Organize a trip for everybody to go in November.
Well, you know what I did is I booked tickets to Maui in the beginning of 2016.
Exactly.
I'm going to go do my vacation when I can go do it.
And exactly.
And I'm going to be happy for everybody else and love the experience of seeing their experience through their eyes. That's what's going to happen.
It is totally, and it is going to happen. And the point of the whole conversation that we're having there is that's absolutely going to happen, but you can't start there all the time. Sometimes you have to actually go through the language, the bleeping, the throwing a fit, the honesty, and then you can go on and be happy for them.
Yeah.
But for me, and I don't know, maybe this is just me, but I think that other people maybe have this experience. For me, I want to skip all that stuff and just go right to being happy for them. I want to just skip it all. I want to just immediately be like, oh, I'm not jealous. I'm totally happy for them.
And, you know, some people have attuned themselves to that, you know, that they're totally, they have, that's, I don't know what that meant just now, but
they have the ability
to go right to the end.
Right.
Right. You know, and you've seen people that with grief. I recently heard Neil talking about his sister is kind of experiencing that. She's gone through a divorce and whatever it was. But like she has always her life been able to just go to the I'm over it.
Right.
I'm over it.
Right.
And that, but if somewhere in the middle, suddenly there's that feeling, it's like, all right, I don't know what this feeling is. That's because she's gone to I'm over it.
Right.
You know, my ex was like that. She was just able to do that. I can't.
Right.
Because of what we're talking about. When I don't experience it, it comes back. It's unfinished business.
Yeah.
If I do that stuff,
and
I can't
do it. I'm going to submit that I think for a lot of people, they may process it sooner, but if they don't actually acknowledge it, I don't actually believe people are over it. Like, I don't think that there's any set amount of time that people have to grieve. I think it's a very individual.
Oh, it's dependent just, on the relationship you're grieving
just
over,
like,
or whatever
just like
it is.
Just like everything else about every other person. There's no one way for people to eat. There's no one way for people to live. One way for people to... We are all so unique, and it's all about slowing down enough that we can figure out what works best for us and then try to get that and muddle through that the best we can. But I think that... to not experience things fully, the possibilities are that it's going to come out in symptom behavior somewhere along the line. And I personally really believe that it can also come out in health challenges and illness.
Yeah.
I mean, if you read, and this is now I'm going deep.
Now you're going into the part where it really applies to this podcast, where it's like, okay, so here's this thing. What are the side effects of it? And we know how these things affect our eating and our health.
Right. They can come out in unwanted symptom behavior. So binging, purging, over-exercising, under-exercising, too much time on the couch, depression, you name it, like overworking, any addiction, over drinking, over drugging, anything that you can over.
Over drugging, come on.
Over drugging, I know, right?
There's no such thing.
So, funny little note.
There's enough drugging.
My darling husband is sober too. And I remember when he first got sober, he used to share that he'd go to his therapist and he'd be like, I just want to use cocaine like normal people do. And she was just like,
this is awesome.
She's just look at him. And he was like, he was serious. She's like, normal people don't use cocaine. He's like, what? Okay. But so it can, and I think it also can come out in cancer, illness, pain, it can manifest in the body when these things aren't allowed to move through. And all of us have things that we have been unable to process and move through. So this, I'm not saying that I haven't figured
out.
There's
a poop joke in there somewhere.
Oh, yeah. But it's important. It's important to find the middle and to totally be able to acknowledge both sides. It's going to be, and the other piece of this whole thing that I come at it from an eating psychology standpoint is that these, like we kind of alluded to with the jealousy thing, is these symptoms are often a doorway for us to learn things about our soul, about what life wants from us, where life wants us to evolve. So like for me, the being jealous of people going on these retreats, I believe that's a message for me. I don't even think it's a hard one to decode.
Well, it's
pretty easy.
The fact of the matter is we don't get a whole lot of growth. I hate to say it, out of positive experiences
exactly.
in our life. Growth
right.
comes out of the tough experiences
right.
in our life.
Right.
That's where personal growth tends to come from.
I couldn't agree more.
And that is why I've, you know, when we look at like, you know, and this is really something with the quote unquote God people, like, oh my God, look what God did for me. Look what God did for me. And then when something bad happens, they should also be saying, look what God did for me. Look what
right.
God did for me.
Right.
But they don't.
Right.
They only look at the positive things, like look how amazing this is.
Right.
And I know that you and I have trained ourselves, because that's what it is,
or right.
been brainwashed or whatever it is, to look at those as the growth opportunities. Those are the, you know, when life lifes you, this is my opportunity to grow in some way. That's also a gift.
Yes.
Both sides are a gift.
Yes.
You know, because the gift of a positive and easy day is in and of itself.
Right.
That's it. You just had what a great day. It was so easy. But you know what? The hard day is also a gift if we're willing to look at it. And that goes back to what we're talking about at the beginning, the perception of it.
Right.
And you're talking about how do we process through it?
Right. Because I'm now sort of backtracking into things that I've said before, but just like when you are having that hard day, it's okay to actually have the experience of it being a hard day and be honest with yourself about it.
Yeah, it really is.
Right? Because when I have a hard day, I have in the past, hopefully not going forward, but we'll see, just been like, oh, but it's okay. Oh, but I'm okay, but I'm just going to be grateful. And those things are great and helpful, but sometimes it's okay to call it what it is and be like,
yeah,
I'm having a hard day.
Yeah,
I'm having a hard day. I know that and I do want to just backtrack really quick because I did say something that I want to clarify.
Elucidate?
Yeah.
I'm just making words up now.
I know you are and you're great at it. Don't make me lose my train of thought because this is important to me.
Okay.
When I was talking about like how these things, unprocessed things can manifest as illness in the body, I am certainly not saying that if you have cancer or if you know someone who's had cancer that they've asked for it. That's not what I mean by that.
You're not?
No. No, 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 no.
Come on, let's go there.
I think that these things can contribute to that. And I have a whole, I just went and did another workshop with this guy, this Ayurvedic guy, and talking about past lives and some of the traumas we bring forward into that. And I think those things can contribute to it. So there's a whole nother thing, and that's another whole belief system that I'm not even going to get into here. But I just want to make sure that's super clear because that isn't how I feel. And I don't think that if people, I've had headaches my whole life. I don't think that I've done things wrong. Well, I have in the past. Like I have. And that's probably why I want to come back to and make a real point of this. I have in the past been like, well, if I only did things better, I wouldn't be getting punished with this. Like, this is my own fault for not being able to experience my feelings. This is my own fault for not taking better care of myself. This is my own fault. But I started getting headaches when I was so little that I couldn't even swallow an adult aspirin, and the baby aspirin weren't helping. So my parents we had canned peaches. They used to put an adult aspirin in a canned peach and have me swallow that because it was kind of slippery. So
wow.
There's no way that, you know, I was a child and since then I've been doing what I could do. I mean, yeah, for about 10 years there in my 20s, I kind of checked out with alcohol and drugs, but it was still the best I could do. So I believe that for everybody. I believe that for everybody. So I don't want it to come across. And I certainly, if it did come across, I apologize. And I just want to make it really clear that that is not the feeling. But I do believe that to be proactive about our health and to support ourselves in healing, whatever it is that we're healing, it's important to be able to have this experience of both what we consider positive and negative emotions and feelings. Wow. I just wanted to, I just got to get that out. So the other part The other part on this is that I feel really strongly that when you're processing these emotions and you're going through this, like there's the noticing it, there's the trying not to react to it, there's the non-judging it. And then I think that the other piece about it is just being honest. So I wanted to share with you one other little experience about relanguaging that I felt was really powerful that just happened to me last weekend. So I went to yoga on Sunday. My favorite yoga teacher, Dana Henry, she's just awesome. Like it's the most, it's Sunday yoga, right? So it's kind of casual and there's usually conversation and she usually tells us some little story about what's going on with her stepdaughters and, you know, her, fun. It's just, it's super fun and relaxed. So there was a gal in there that went to the wellness with me and she's someone who's 15 years older than me and she's been sober for a really long time and she's someone that I really like. So after yoga, she was like, so how are you doing? And I said, you know, when people ask me, especially people like that, when people ask me how I'm doing, I try to be honest. Like, I don't want to lay down the whole whatever, but I have gotten to a point where I don't want to just be like, I mean, if it's someone on the street and I know they don't really care, I go fine, thanks.
Joke? Have you heard that joke? It's with a recovery thing where the one person goes up to, hey, how are you doing today? And the other person says, horrible. Oh, that person must be in recovery.
Because they're being honest. Is that
the
only
thing? Exactly. Rather than doing the whole, I'm fine.
I'm fine. And I do say I'm fine when people ask me that it's in passing. I mean, whatever. I say I'm great or I say whatever, you know, busy. I'm busy.
Yeah, please just don't be the person that sits there and goes, I'm really happy. I'm having a hard day. And then all of a sudden you're like, why did I ask this person how they're doing? You know, I really didn't need to know the details.
I know. So I don't want to be that person either. But I also just, I feel like, yeah. I play it deep with people, like especially if it's someone I'm not willing to just be like, oh, I know everything's great. When things aren't great, I don't think that's, I think that's a mixed message to my body.
Well, it's not only that, it's, and I might be totally digressing here, but to say,
oh, we're digressing.
Oh, yeah. but to say, ouch, I'm hurting.
Right.
Is giving other people an opportunity to be of service to you.
It is. And it wasn't like in passing. Like she was sitting there, we were having a conversation. She's like, how are you? So anyway, the point of the whole story is I say, you know what? Things are going really well. I'm having a hard time because I have a health issue that I'm working on. That's kind of kicking my ass. But you know, other than that, everything's going really well. So she says to me, and this is the point. Here's the point, people. Here's the point.
What's the point?
She says, well, you might want to consider relanguaging that because you're saying that it's hard. So that's going to be your experience. So I took a moment and I took that in because, of course, that's something you and I have talked about on air. That's something I've blogged about. That's something I believe in. Right. And I do believe in that. And then I said, do I need to relanguage that? She's like, you know, you could just say, you know, this is, I'm finding this challenging, but I'm enjoying it or whatever. And I said to her, I said, you know what? I hear what you're saying.
So you had somebody else give you your own relanguaging advice.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so I said to her, I said, you know, I hear what you're saying and I normally would be completely on board with that. But I said, at this point right now, honestly, this feels really hard. And it is really hard. It's disrupting a lot of things. There's a pretty strict regimen that I'm on. I'm having some detox. I've got a parasite I'm treating for, we're not going to get into it, but it's sort of, and I said, it feels overwhelming. And I said, it feels really, I know.
Sorry, I was a little late on that one.
I know, but it's true. And it's good you put that in there because it's really apropos. So I said, you know, and it does feel really hard. And I said, the reason why I think I'm okay with saying to you that everything's going well, but it feels really hard right now is because if I can just be honest with myself and acknowledge that this is a hard thing that I'm needing to go through, then I can also celebrate every little minute of, okay, good, you managed to remember to take that supplement at that time. And okay, good, you managed to do this. And you know what? This is right now hard, but it's going to pass.
Yeah. And you're, so, and, yeah, and so you're in the moment of it.
So there was a piece of me that needs to acknowledge that this is hard, that these baby steps that I'm having to take. Good job, Angela. Good job, Angela. I'm so proud of you for being able to do this. And you know what, girl? Hang in there. This isn't going to always be like this. Like, I actually don't think that it's a healthy thing for me to relanguage it. I think it's an okay thing for me to be like, acknowledge what's actually happening. Now, does that mean I want to continue saying it's so hard, it's so hard, it's so hard, because...
And become the victim, martyr,
and become the victim, yeah. and actually continue to reinforce that that's how it is. Mm. But there is a part that I'm starting to get on board with. It's like, okay, I'm just going to be honest with this. And I think there's a powerful thing when someone shares something like that. And I, God bless her, I'm happy she said that to me, because it made me stop and examine it. And it was a really great, and it kind of that's actually the conversation that kind of got me thinking about this whole blog and this podcast. I mean, we've kind of talked about it a little bit, like what's the other side of this, but it actually kind of, cause I was like, okay, this is me finding balance with what I really believe in, because what I really believe in is I do really believe in trying to put a positive spin on things whenever possible. But now I'm kind of being like, okay, as much as I want a positive spin things, sometimes it's a matter of being really honest so that I can really acknowledge what's going on and allow myself. You know, if I say to myself, this is a really hard thing, that gives me some space when I don't get everything that I usually get done, when I miss a few workouts, when I don't, you know, when I've been having a hard time a couple nights a week with dinner. Like, I'm like, oh my God, really? That's what you're having for dinner? Honestly? And then I'm like, okay, well, you're going through something hard. Okay, this is going to pass. Normally you don't eat this for dinner. It's no big, do you know what I mean? So there's kind of that, balance. And I'm going to assert again that it's a matter of being able to figure out for yourself when you're going to, you know, I don't want to get stuck in that, but I also want to acknowledge that it's happening. So everybody's going to have to find their own balance. So I guess the point today is acknowledging sometimes things are really hard and we need to acknowledge that to ourselves and be okay with it and wait for it to pass. And sometimes we need to say to ourselves, enough already. Let's relanguage it. Let's look at it differently. Let's move it through.
Yeah.
You know, and being able to figure that out.
Last night I got up in the middle of the night and I just woke up and I'm in the kitchen and I was craving either a giant glass of juice, sugar, you know, some gum, whatever it was. And there's nothing in the house. And that's on purpose. And I'm sitting there just going, I'm like, this sucks so bad.
I totally suck.
You know, and you know, but it was good to at least just say, you know what, this is what this is supposed to feel like. It's supposed to, because I'm like, for a second there, I'm like, and this is why there's nothing in the house right now.
Right.
There's nothing in the house. And so what are you going to do? You know, what am I going to do about this?
Because you made the decision that you want to have this experience and you want to see how you can process it. Because I think that's also a really important thing.
Yeah.
I think that the other really big takeaway.
The gym part of it is like that too for me.
I think the other really big takeaway on a lot of this stuff is you're like, well, how am I going to know or whatever. I think I keep coming back to like everything that I'm learning right now and everything that I believe in and everything that I think is helpful for relieving these symptom behaviors and then moving into being more evolved and being able to enjoy our awesome lives more is being able to slow down enough to take a look at this stuff. Like it seems, you know, we've done a podcast on how busy we are and everybody's so busy, but I think that one of our collective lessons that we're being called to learn is to go slower so that we can see these experiences and we can pick and choose how we're going to go through them. You know, we have so much power in choosing when we're not reacting, but it's so hard not to react when we're moving at the speed of light.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean?
And if we have avenues, like, I mean, hey, podcasting is a great avenue.
Totally.
I know a lot of, I mean, my favorite podcasts and I can just go down the list. You guys know who all you are. You're all friends of the show.
Right.
They get on there and they vent.
Right.
That's their place to let it out, to let it go.
Right.
You know, it's not something they're going to walk into the house and submit their wife to in front of their children.
Right.
And but that's it. There's process. And that is a very important thing is to have a place, to have an outlet, to have an avenue to let the stuff go.
Then in a healthy way.
Then have your laugh at it.
Right.
Find your positive, whatever it is, and move on. Because I never realized how much this is about truly being in the moment.
Yeah.
And that... You're right. It's not good for me to instantly spin it positive Because now I'm not in the moment.
Well, and
in a lot of ways.
And sometimes you can do that faster because it's not as big a deal.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like someone cuts you off in traffic. I'm going to say, go ahead and spin that quickly to positive.
Well, that's
right.
Yeah.
But when you have a broken heart, right.
Or sometimes you just need to acknowledge, hey, I have a broken heart and it's going to last a couple weeks.
Exactly.
Whether it's your animal or a potential mate or what.
And for some of us, we have to have the experience of having a physical manifestation like pain or like a symptom for us to actually even know that it's there. Like I didn't
that it's
know
been repressed. You mean
I had no idea how angry I was. I had no idea because the anger piece came from something that my consciousness is not on board with. My subconscious has said, this is not, my consciousness is like, I'm not going to look at that. That's not okay. You should just be grateful. So my subconscious is like, I'll take care of that. Let's just bury it. And when it, when it starts to come up is when I get the pain. Yeah. And then the pain is such a distraction that I don't deal with this. So I'll give you the full example of that. My big issue around anger has to do with my job. But I own a gym in Sun Valley, Idaho. Like, how can someone not want to be going to work at a gym in Sun Valley, Idaho? Well, guess what? I don't want to go to work at my gym sometimes in Sun Valley, Idaho, because there aren't enough people coming for what I'm providing. And I want to do other things. But you can see where my consciousness and my conscious thinking intellectual brain is like, how dare you have that thought?
Yeah, because how dare you?
So my subconscious is like, I'll take care of that for you. We'll just bury it. Yeah. So, and I didn't even know that was there until I started journaling. And then as I was journaling, I was like, oh my gosh. But see, even that in itself, so me having this pain, which caused me to journal, which made me figure out that I was so angry, was like, okay, what does life want from you? What is life calling you to do? Well, it's calling me to podcast and to blog and to write this book and to be an eating psychology coach and to be a yoga teacher. It's calling me to do other things. I'm evolving past what I've already done, which I'm really good at, which I do actually love, but I want to do other things also. So that has given me permission to actually look at those things. So that symptom, as much as it sucked, I mean, I hate headaches so much, has been a real gift.
Because it's made you look.
It's been a real gift because it's made me look, it's made me explore, it's made me learn a lot of things. And now it's just super interesting, this whole thing. And I still have to like sometimes get the journal out and go back to it because I'm really good at just looking at the positive, at just being like, well, because look where we live, for God's sakes. And that is a great change in perspective. But sometimes look where we live, for God's sakes, is not the appropriate thing. It's like, what's really going on? What do you really desire? So anyway, that's the other side of positive thinking.
Good.
Other side of positive thinking. Oh, Lord, it's exhausting even to talk about this stuff because it's so.
Thank you for being honest about it.
Yeah, it's super tricky. I think it's a powerful thing. My new mantra, isn't that interesting? So my friend that shared that with me, who I just adore, she's a really, really smart person. And she's done a lot of work and she's a Buddhist. And so she said that to me a lot. So now it's a big joke. Like I'll be like, She'll text me and be like, how are you doing? And I'm like, well,
isn't that interesting?
But I'm finding it really interesting, just so you know.
Along with, you're doing great.
You're doing great. Even though it's hard, you're doing great. Okay, you guys, the takeaway this week is be honest with yourself. Oh, that was the other thing. I'm so glad I just thought of this. Because you know what? There is a difference too. And you kind of brought this up. There is a difference between experiencing anger and getting it out on a journal, walking outside, yelling, and then raging on somebody else.
Yeah.
Like that's never appropriate.
Yeah.
That's just not. Like you want to have yourself before you have, even if you're
that's
angry.
That's the old, it comes out sideways.
Yes. Even if you're angry with somebody and it's justified, to rage at them and to react to it is not going to be your best bet because you're going to feel shitty afterwards. You might feel great for like a second and then you're going to feel terrible. because your conscience is going to kick in and be like, God, look what you just did to that person. Even if they deserved it. Like, you want the, there's a difference between anger and rage, and anger is something to be acknowledged. And yes, sometimes
that's the difference between action and reaction.
Yes. And sometimes the anger does call us to great actions. Like, people can get angry about what's happening with our environment, and then all of a sudden they've started this new environmental proactive group. Like, that's anger going towards something that's going to help. And there's all different examples of that, but raging and taking it out on somebody is not appropriate. A safe friend that you could go hiking with and you could be like, I'm really angry. Do you mind if I just spew for a minute? Do you mind listening? Yeah. Can you be that container for me? This isn't directed at you.
Can I download right now?
Yeah, can I download?
Yeah.
That's a great question to ask somebody before you just do it.
Yeah.
So yeah, so there's all kinds of stuff. So anyway,
you want to hear my phrase for the day, my little affirmation I found today?
I do.
It's not who you are that holds you back. It's who you think you're not.
Oh, say it again.
It's not who you are that holds you back. It's who you think you're not. That was my deep thoughts with Jack Handy today.
Going deep with Heno and Jack. And Monkey Tongue Productions. You can find me at goingtoangelas.com. If you like this, there's a blog there. If you want to sign up and get my weekly Sunday email, there's a little sign-in place, goingtoangelas.com. There's also Angela's Gym on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Oh, and for you guys that live here, two quick announcements. One, I'm starting yoga for the stiff and the scared on Wednesdays at noon. At my gym, yoga for the stiff and the scared. It's for people that are beginning yoga, that want to try yoga, see if it's for them, that are, you know, that can't, that are like my husband, that can't even sit comfortably to get through the opening of regular yoga classes. We're going to start on our backs. It's going to be really fun. So yoga for the stiff and the scared, Wednesdays at noon, my gym, starting this Wednesday. And then the second announcement is for you guys that live here, I'm doing a social media contest, and it is it's called Fueled by Angela's, hashtag Fueled by Angela's. And you, what you'll do is you take a picture of yourself doing something in our great out of doors, or getting the groceries out of your car, or whatever it is that your strength work with Angela at my gym has helped you become stronger in. And then you post that picture. The hashtag is Fueled by Angela's. And then be sure and tag me at Angela's Gym. And then I'm going to pick every week before Thursday. So you have to have it submitted by Thursday. I'm going to pick on Friday the winner for that week, announce it on Sunday. You'll get a free workout for winning. And then at the end of the summer, after Labor Day, we're going to pick the grand prize winner, the favorite picture of all those weeks. And we're giving away 10 workouts. So those 10 workouts.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah. Those 10 workouts will get you ready for winter. Basically, it'll get you ready for skiing, because my gym is all about getting people stronger for the stuff we really like to do. Like, we're not all about spending more time in the gym. We're about, let's get it done so you can bike faster, run faster, hike further, do better yoga, you know, get your kids out of the car easier, not hurt your back, whatever it is. So fueled by hashtag fueled by Angela's, be sure and tag me at Angela's Gym. And yeah, it's going to be a really fun summer thing. So, and you guys that don't live here, the picture is going to come out in the email. So that might be more incentive. It's going to be fun. I think people are going to get really creative with this. Like, I totally have this like visual of people with doing crazy things with their dogs. And,
oh, even if you're not here, send in the pictures.
Yeah, send in the pictures. Well, fueled by Angela's. But anyway, it's going to go out in the email on Sundays, and that's going to be really fun.
You know what's going to happen is Snake Oil Comics is going to send something utterly ridiculous.
Well, you know what? It could be fueled by Angela's if we actually give them the workout.
There
we go. So even more motivation. After the workout, this is what I'm able to do. I'm fueled by Angela's. You guys, thank you so much for listening today. I hope this inspires you onto a great week, onto deeper depths of knowing yourself, of being able to slow down, of having a better relationship with yourself, food, body, mind, spirit, the whole shebangy. Thank you, Monkey Tongue Productions. I'm done talking. Goodbye.